First class. The White Star Line called the Titanic the Queen of the Ocean. For first class passengers, life on the Titanic was as comfortable as life in the most expensive hotels in Europe and America. There were hundreds of servants to look after them. Their private rooms were large and comfortable. They could enjoy a swimming pool, a library, Turkish baths, and excellent restaurants and bars. Some of the richest people in the world were on the ship. In fact, American John Jacob Astor IV was possibly the richest of all. In 1912, he had $87 million. That is more than $1,500 million today. Bruce Ismay, the president of the White Star Line, and Thomas Andrews, the ship's builder, were also on the Titanic. Second class. Life for the passengers in second class was comfortable, too. In fact, second class on the Titanic was as nice as first class travel on many other ships. These passengers also had a library and a few bars. They, too, could walk around on an open deck and enjoy views of the ocean. Third class. More than half of the passengers were in third class. Of course, life on these decks wasn't as comfortable, but the rooms were clean and bright. More than 100 of the third-class passengers were from Ireland. The others came from many different countries in Europe. Most of them had the same dream. They were leaving their problems in their own countries. For them, the United States of America was the promise of a new life.